Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend to you. Time for another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Nice to have you with us. This weekend, we're going to talk a little bit about 4-H and a few other things as well with Tyler Seal, who's the Extension Educator for 4-H Youth Development in Clay County. You're with the Purdue Extension Office, right?
Yes, sir.
So, and you were telling me beforehand, we don't call you extension agents anymore.
It's a retired term. We are educators now, here to educate the youth.
So, what? Explain your job then. Are you like a teacher?
Similar, except we cover a county rather than just one school. So, my job specifically is to take education from the university level from Purdue and put it into a local level so that we can reach our youth from as many schools as possible, ranging from different backgrounds and interests.
All right. So how did you wind up getting in this job? Because you're new to Clay County. You're new to the Wabash Valley too. You're a Hoosier native, but you're
yes.
Not exactly a native of West Central Indiana.
Correct. I was living in Bloomington prior to this. I was working at a therapeutic horseback riding facility, and I had the opportunity to work hands-on with a bunch of children while also volunteering in the Monroe County 4-H program. So that kind of opened my eyes to how much I actually enjoy education when I never saw myself as an educator. So when I saw this position open up, I was really intrigued. Plus, working for Purdue brings a lot of pride because I went to school there. So I started looking into it more, and there's just a lot of fun aspects to it, and I just wanted to jump in.
You've got a little bit of a natural background in this too, right? When you were growing up?
Yes, I did participate in 4-H briefly while I was younger, but I've been involved in agriculture my whole life. And there's a larger part to 4-H that involves the STEM activities, which is your science, technologies, engineering, and math. And I've always kind of considered myself a science buff. And so once I got to see all of the different projects and parts to 4-H, I was just really hooked.
So did you really have this as a goal in mind?
It was not one of my initial goals when I was mapping out my life like every high schooler does.
Yeah.
But
well, nothing ever goes like you plan it. You know that, right?
Right. I see that. I also never expected to live in Worthington, Indiana, but I absolutely love it. So like many things, it wasn't part of the plan, but it really fits with who I am really well.
So you just got here. How long ago? You haven't been here that long.
No, I started on June 17th. So I'm new to Brazil, Clay County, and I've only been in Southwest Indiana since February.
Okay. So you've got your first fair under your belt, though.
Yes, I did. It went very well.
Yeah. So talk about what you do with the fair and the 4-H projects and that kind of stuff.
This year was a bit different because I did come in so soon or so close to the fair.
Yeah, a lot of things were already kind of done before you got here, right?
Yes, my team, they did an excellent job. They had everything pretty much mapped out for me. So I was really just there to be a public figure for this fair. I went to every show that I could, introduced myself, and really put a heavy focus on community outreach and just meeting all of the leaders and parents and children just to really get my face out there. For next year's fair, I'll have a much larger role in it. And what I'm starting to do now is meet with all of my club leaders, get an idea for where we want their programs and projects to go for next year, kind of work on skills and leadership for them on how to really get our kids involved. And then, again, more community outreach, going to open houses at schools, getting people involved, and really just get out the information about 4-H to kids who may not know it even exists.
Right.
So that's the steps leading up to it. And then working one-on-one with what projects and programs would fit each kid's interest specifically, and really taking a close look at those programs to see if they need tailored to fit our community's needs.
4-H has certainly changed over the years from what it originally was. What, for those who don't know or aren't paying attention, what is 4-H now?
4-H now. Well, first off, we are the largest youth organization in the nation. We reach a ton of children, and there's 4-H in almost every state, almost every county. But what we focus on is not so much, here's all the programs that you can do and all of the awards that you can win, but we're here to build responsible youth, engage them in volunteerism, civic engagement, and really provide the opportunities to teach life skills that will carry with them after 4-H, which goes all the way to senior year. So the goal is to instill these life skills they can carry on to college and become really productive members of the community. But under a microscope, there's like 50 plus programs that you can be involved in clubs, everything from livestock, which is what most people think of when you think of 4-H, is showing cows, showing pigs. And that's great. And that's a very strong aspect of our program in Clay County. But there's also a lot of our STEM programs. So electronics, there's photography, there's robotics, aeronautics. You can build a rocket ship and launch it at the last day of fair. And it's super interesting. So there's a lot more to it than a lot of people think, which is my goal, my personal goal for this year, is to just get those programs out there who people may not know about.
You're right. A lot of people tend to think of 4-H from an agricultural standpoint. Mm-hmm. But here in this area, and when you take a look at all the towns in the Wabash Valley, be it Brazil or over in Terre Haute, or, you know, Rockville maybe is a little bit more rural than Terre Haute is, so Sullivan. But you really get a pretty broad spectrum of people that are getting involved here because, yeah, you have your kids that are agriculturally based. They live on the farm. And you have others that might recognize a cow when they drive by it. And that's about it, you know. So you really kind of have a lot of demands to go in a lot of different directions. And you mentioned the STEM aspect is really very much more important. I mean, a lot of school systems are really trying to focus on that. And now this is something for 4-H and you specifically to focus on too, right?
Yes, there is a much heavier focus that's been placed on STEM projects because...
For folks who don't realize, tell us, what is STEM? I mean, we've heard the word, but I don't think a lot of people knows what it means.
Yeah, so STEM is what high-level educators and researchers consider the core foundation of everything, of how we learn everything. So our sciences, our technologies, engineering, and math. Without those four building blocks, it's assumed to be extremely hard to really learn almost anything. You know, that's a very broad picture. But so our STEM programs that we're really trying to focus on here can be really, you know, really local. Like you could apply science to gardening, to growing plants, or you could apply science to our baking and measuring out and things like that, or even math with your baking classes. So it's not so much that we're out here teaching engineering, but there are you could build a rocket, there's aerospace, and you're learning math and engineering and technology skills there. So those classes, such as the robotics and our computer sciences, those are really going to teach you your core foundation, your STEM.
So what did you study to get you ready for all this? Because I can't imagine that they have a everything 101 class at Purdue.
No, Purdue did a very good job of providing our freshmen with their STEM and your core classes, basically, that every freshman has to take when you come in. But my degree specifically is a bachelor's of science in animal science. So on paper, I'm considered an animal scientist, which I love that term, but I don't know if I'd consider myself. I'm not out there with beakers and flasks. But so I did learn a ton of science, and I've always really loved it. But there's a lot of biology and math and science that's in my degree that I really love. And it kind of just gives me a better understanding of how to make it interesting for our kids.
And of course, that's something that will, I'm sure, come in very handy with all the farm and agricultural and the livestock that goes on in this area too. Now, I take it there's somebody in your position in every county of the state, right?
Yes, sir.
So with that in mind, I realize you can't speak specifically to what they're doing in Vigo or Sullivan County, although there's a better than average chance that you guys are kind of on the same page in the broad aspect. So, okay, we just finished up with the county fairs. As we record this, which is about a day or two before it airs, state fairs just wrap it up. So, okay, now you take one quick deep breath, and you've got less than a year to get ready for. So what's the 4-H? What are you doing now to get ready for next year? Where do we start?
Yeah. So we do have, you know, until October before enrollment starts. And so in that time, I have an advisory committee. So a couple mentors who are seasoned educators who have been around the block. And
old people.
They're not old. They just,
I can say that because I'm almost one. But
they've been in the business for a while. Maybe they've worked in a couple different counties. So they really have a good understanding mm-hmm. of what works well and the ability to assess a specific community's needs. So I utilize my advisory committee a lot if I ever have questions of, hey, I want to gain a better understanding of how my community feels about XYZ. They help me kind of come up with a plan to get that information. And so utilizing them as well as all the other educators, it's a very open market pretty much. We talk to each other a lot and it's extremely helpful. But what works for one community may not necessarily be the same as the other county. So by utilizing them, I'm able to find ways that work for Clay County and reach out to them. I've been, like I said earlier, reaching out to all of my club leaders, my 4-H parents, and just I want to get a better understanding of what do your kids really want out of 4-H? What are they truly interested in? And I've been going to some open houses and for like the elementary students to get them started early. And then I have them fill out a sheet of what they're interested in. It could be anything. And then if there's not a program that works for that, I plan on working with my committee and my superior to maybe try and produce a program to fit what they like.
It's got to be hard in this day and age to take a program like 4-H, which is not necessarily buried in your phone somewhere,
right,
and make it seem cool and interesting to a lot of kids nowadays.
Yes. That's what I'm really trying to grasp.
That's your
job. Yes, it is my job. I am here to recruit the masses and show them all of the opportunities that there are. But even when I was growing up, I was like, well, I don't have a show pig. I can't do this. And thankfully, there was somebody in my county who was in my corner who was like, there's a lot of other options. And I just think if you're lacking that, then there's a lot of kids who slip through the cracks. And so I'm trying to be the advocate for everyone who maybe doesn't know all the aspects of 4-H.
Yeah, I'm probably one of those that couldn't relate to having a show pig. But, yeah. But with that said, though, there's people out there, though, that it's just second nature to them.
Sure, yeah.
You know? So you haven't been around here that long yet, but do you have anything that's just kind of popped out to you to think, boy, you know, I'd really be neat if I could do this, or I'd like to try to get this done in, say, the first year or whatever. Is there anything in particular that kind of just strikes your fancy as something you want to do? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I know.
On this.
Well, I'm a pretty eager individual, especially in my professional life.
Yeah.
So of course I came into this thinking I want to do all of this. I'm so excited. And then I realized, pump the brakes. There's a whole lot to this than yeah. I understand so far. And so, I've had to take a step back and make sure I'm covering all of my bases first before I start coming up with new ideas. But just from the one fair, the 1 week, well, two weeks, I'd say, that I've got to really spend with my 4-H'ers and get an understanding of really what they're interested in and what they like to do. I see a heavy interest focused on robotics and coding. Mm-hmm. So I know that our robotics club in Clay County has been kind of lacking in the past couple of years. So I'm hoping to find volunteers who are also interested in that. Maybe someone local who just has a knack for it and who really wants to help out and try and get a more sustainable club to that. And then I also think that there's a lot of really fun. I have a horse background, so I can't help myself but really focus on that. And I talk to the kids there, and there's a lot of interest in different classes that other counties are doing, like bareback classes and roping classes and cow working classes. And so there's a really untapped market with our arena. And so trying to get our arena focused to building that up, and then we can open it up to community events and just kind of get a better spotlight on the Clay County Fairgrounds, which is only going to help grow everything.
And the one thing that's important too, 4-H is really dependent on a lot of volunteers.
Definitely.
You don't have these clubs without club leaders, and club leaders are not million-dollar employees.
Yes.
So, so I imagine you're looking for volunteers for the clubs, as well as, like you said, if folks want to get involved in the equine aspect of it or in robotics, you've got all that available out there, and you're more than willing to talk to folks.
Sure. Yeah, that's another one of my personal and professional goals being in Clay County is community outreach. But specifically to target volunteer development, you may have a parent who is a volunteer for this specific club for 10 years because their child is in that club. But after they're gone, then you have this opening and you're kind of scrambling and you're like, well, what do we do? I don't want to have to expect a parent to be a leader for 10 years. So my goal is to meet more people, get the idea out there of all of our different options in an effort to have almost more turnover so that fresh ideas are coming in and there's less burnout. Because what I'm finding is these volunteers will be in here for so long until they just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find people to work for money, let alone to volunteer. So I've been coming up with some incentive programs, and to me, I really feel valued when I have continuing education possibilities. So I've been meeting with my club leaders currently and am talking about what kind of education can I provide them, and seminars can I teach them to kind of help them, because I think that that will really help in feeling like they're really valued. And that's an extremely large goal of mine, is to make sure they know that they're really valued.
And everybody needs to understand that whether you're the volunteers and you're leading the groups or you're just the kids involved in it, 4-H is fun.
It is.
It's not some old stodgy project, you know, that nobody pays attention to anymore. Mm-hmm. It's still very relevant, and it's progressed with the times.
Mm-hmm.
And if folks want to get a hold of you, Tyler Seal, the extension educator for the 4-H Youth Development, easy for me. How do you get that out in a...
It's taken some practice.
If you get paid by the words in your title, you're getting a lot of money. So anyway, Purdue Extension, Clay County, you can give them a call, 812-448-9041. Folks get in touch with you if you're curious either about getting involved either on the volunteer side to help lead or teach, or just take part and be led and taught.
Yes, definitely. You can find a lot of info on our website, or you're always welcome to come into the office and chat with me if you have any questions. Open enrollment is from October 1st to January 15th, and that can be found on 4-H Online. And we also have a fun event coming up on September 14th. A little plug for that. It's our Nature Day event, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., a whole bunch of educational opportunities. It's a free event, so bring your kids out, and you can learn all kinds of things about nature.
Sounds like fun. The website is extension.purdue.edu/clay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just Google Clay County Extension.
Yeah, that's
you
know, the easiest way.
Yeah, it's probably it. So Tyler Seal, the Extension Educator for 4-H Purdue Extension Office in Clay County. And, of course, everything you do is being duplicated by other people in your spot all over the Wabash Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not in Clay County, you can get a hold of your specific county and talk to those folks about how you can become a part. Thanks for being with us today. That's it for this week's show. We'll see you again next week. And if you missed any part of it, drop by the website. You can find it all right there as a podcast. Listen to it back. And if you need more info, that's where you'll find it at. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.